Blog Talk Radio.
My heart, try my ring.
With a word of prayer, so let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you, giving you thanks, oh God. We bless your holy name. Lord, we ask, God, that you will search our hearts as we pray this prayer. Lord, anything you're not pleased with, be merciful and forgive us. Lord, blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquities. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, to cover us under your blood. We need you right now, Lord, to come by and see about us, Lord. Lay your hand upon us and touch, Lord Jesus. Touch our bodies. Touch our hearts, our minds, oh God. Touch our souls, Lord, and lift us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you to move in miraculous ways, to work wonders, oh God, in our midst, Lord God. Let your name be glorified and let your name ever be lifted up. Lord, we pray, God, that you will bless during this broadcast. Let somebody's soul be delivered
Let somebody receive a blessing. Oh, God, we know you're able. Anybody who's sick, let them be healed, oh, God, during the broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your word come forth and minister unto us, Lord. We're down here waiting on you, and we are depending on you, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing, oh, Lord.
Yes,
we ask,
Lord,
God, that you will move right now in the name of Jesus on those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, and make whole, my God. We believe
yes,
you, and we're taking you at your word. We pray, Lord, for those who are bereaved of their loved ones or someone close to them. Give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation and strengthen them, Lord, that they may be able to go through this difficult time. Oh, Lord God, we know that you're the only one who can mend the broken heart and bind
yes,
up the wound in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord, to please come now while we're praying, Lord. Incline your ear, oh, Lord, and hear our cry in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we are waiting right now, oh, God, while
yes,
we're
Lord.
Waiting. Let your name be glorified. Manifest yourself to someone during the broadcast, Lord. We're waiting on you, my God. Now let somebody repent in their heart, Lord. Give them the mind to turn from their ways and to seek after
Jesus.
You, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord, and we're asking you, oh God, to move in our homes, Lord, to bless in our homes. Let your presence be in our houses, oh, Lord, and whoever walk into the house, let a blessing fall upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, bless us when we go out. Bless us when we come in, Lord God. Bless us when we're out and about, Lord Jesus, wherever we are. Let your blessings abide upon us. Let your anointing come upon us, Lord, that we may do your will, Lord Jesus. We need you to help us so we can do your will, Lord. Oh, my God, take control right now and let your name be lifted up among the heathen, among the unbeliever, Lord, among the fools, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, let the wise be confounded. Let everyone know that you're the only true and living God, and there's none else beside you, oh, Lord. And we lift up your name in praise. We honor you today, oh, God. We bless your holy name, and we give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you, oh, God, for grace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for being so good to us and for coming to see about us so many times. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and for what you're doing right now. Oh, Lord, we praise you and we bless your name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer, that your grace will be upon us, Lord God. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Truly, we thank God for prayer. We thank God for his touch. We just thank the Lord for this broadcast once again. And for the benefit of those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I'm the Watch Care Minister of the Holy Temple Church of God, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And we truly thank God for him
Amen. He just recently turned 80 Amen. Years old. The Lord blessed him.
Yes.
To see 80 years, the Lord for just giving him more time. Amen. And blessing him to see another birthday. And we are yet celebrating the goodness of the Lord, for it is the Amen. Lord, because of his grace, he's still here. And we thank the Lord. Praise God. And at this time, we want to take time out to invite any members of the clergy or anyone who has a burning testimony to go ahead and tune in to our guest call-in line. And that number is 978-990-5270. And you can use the access code of 7946408#. Amen. So we thank the Lord. And now at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the 95th number of Psalms, beginning with verse 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath they should not enter into my rest. We praise God for the reading of his word. We read the entire 95th number of Psalms, and may God ever add a blessing to the reading of the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture read by Evangelist May. And we do thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. And we have been doing some of our shows with scripture reading, and we're going to have that once again today. And after the scripture reading and prayer, we're going to have some announcements. Praise the Lord. And I want you to just go ahead and tune in and get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God. Get your Bible. If you want to take some notes, you can get your notes at your notebook and pen, get ready to write, jot things down. And those of you who are striving to read the Bible with us this year, we thank the Lord for you and just want to encourage you as we go along. So we're going to pick up in a place where we think on this day we should be in our reading. And even if you're not up to where this is, or if you're past that, it's okay. But long as you keep trying and keep getting in that word, read the word of God every day, it is a blessing indeed. So without further ado, we're going to prepare now to hear the reading of the word of God by Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hamid. God bless you, Dr. Hamid.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hamid. God bless you, Evangelist May. Thank God for another opportunity to read the Word of God. And I know I've stated this before, but my Bible that I'm reading from, it has 724 pages. I just divide it by 365 to see how many pages I need to read each day. And so according to where we are today, we should be on page 74, which in my Bible is Leviticus 14, but there's part of the 13th chapter in there. So I'll start with Leviticus 13, and then I will read those two pages, and we'll end Leviticus 15, which will take us to page 76. So like Van Tommy said, if you're behind or forward, that's okay too. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to start reading at Leviticus, the 13th chapter and the first verse. And this is the Levitical law. This is the law that God gave the children of Israel to follow to separate themselves from the heathen nations, from the Gentile nations. And let's read about it and see what God told his people. Leviticus 13 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest or unto one of the sons of the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of the flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in the sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then a priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And a priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin after he had been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest. And the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh. And the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if the leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague from his head, even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague, it is all turned white, he is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed into white, he shall come unto the priest. And the priest shall see him, and behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague, he is clean. The flesh also, in which, even in the skin thereof, was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot white and somewhat reddish, and it be shewed to the priest. And if, when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and if and it be in sight deeper than the skin, if it is a leprosy broken out of the burning, wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the seventh day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in his in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or a woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him that hath the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the skull be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull shall he not shave. And the priest shall shut up him that hath the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the skull, and behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. And if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair. He is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed. He is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of the flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin. He is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore, it is a leprosy sprung up in his bald head or his bald head or his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appears in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean. He shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be. The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof, or linen or in woolen, whether in a skin or in anything made of skin, and if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be shewed unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shut up it that hath the plague 7 days, and he shall look on the plague on the seventh day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in the skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean. He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen, or in any of skin, whether the plague is, or it is, wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy. It shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin. Then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed its color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without. And if the priest look and behold the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appears still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof, or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy, in a garment of woolen or linen, either in a warp or woof, or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean. All right, praise the Lord. We're moving to the 14th chapter of Leviticus in the first verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper, then shall the priest command to take for him that is to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean, cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water, that he may be clean, and after that he shall come into the camp, and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. But it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take two he lambs without blemish, and one ewe lamb of the first year without blemish, and 3/10 deals of fine flour for meat offering, mingled with oil, and one log of oil. And a priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And a priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offering and the burnt offering in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall dip his right finger in that oil that is in his left hand, and shall sprinkle of the oil of his finger 7 times before the Lord. And of the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering. And a remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. And the priest shall offer the sin offering and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanness, and afterward he shall kill the burnt offering. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waved, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 deal of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil. And 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. And the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave the four-leaved offering before the Lord, and he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering and put it upon the tip of his right of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And the priest shall pour of the oil into the palm of his own left hand, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord. And the priest shall put of the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before the Lord. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves or of the young pigeons, such as he can get, even such as he is able to get, the one for sin offering and the other for burnt offering with the meat offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, and unto Aaron, saying, when ye be come into the land of Canaan, which I give to you for possession, and I put the plague of leprosy in a house of the land of your possession, and he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there is as it were a plague in the house. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into it to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward the priest shall go in to see the house. And he shall look on the plague, and behold, if the plague be in the walls of the house with hollow streaks, greenish or reddish, which in sight are lower than the wall, then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house and shut up the house 7 days. And the priest shall come again the seventh day and shall look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the walls of the house, then the priest shall command that they take away the stones in which the plague is, and they shall cast them into an unclean place without the city. And he shall cause the house to be scraped within round about, and they shall pour out the dust that they scrape off without the city into an unclean place. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. And if the plague come again and break out in the house after that he hath taken away the stones, and after he hath scraped the house, and after it is plastered, then the priest shall come and look, and behold, if the plague be spread in the house, it is a fretting leprosy in the house. It is unclean. And he shall break down the house, the stones of it, and the timber thereof, and all the stones of it, and all the mortar of the house, and he shall carry them forth out of the city into an unclean place. Moreover, he that goeth into the house all the while that it is shut up shall be unclean until the even. And he that lieth in the house shall wash his clothes, and he that eateth in the house shall wash his clothes. And if the priest shall come in and look upon it, and behold, the plague hath not spread in the house after the house was plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, because the plague is healed. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And he shall kill the one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slain bird and in the running water, and sprinkle the house seven times. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet. But he shall let go the living bird out of the city into the open fields, and make an atonement for the house, and it shall be clean. This is the law for all manner of plague of leprosy and scall, and for the leprosy of a garment and of a house, and for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot, to teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy. Praise the Lord. In the 15th chapter, this is our last chapter of Leviticus 15:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. And this shall be his uncleanness in his issue, whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanness. Every bit whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean, and everything whereon he sitteth shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth his dead shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And he that sitteth on anything whereon he sat that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And he that touches the flesh of him that hath the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And if he that hath the issue spit upon him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And what saddle soever he rideth upon that hath the issue shall be unclean. And whosoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the even. And he that beareth any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And whomsoever he toucheth that hath the issue and hath not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And the vessel of earth that he touches which hath the issue shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he has, and when he that hath an issue is cleansed of the issue, of his issue, excuse me, read that again. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and he shall be clean. And on the eighth day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before the Lord unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and give them unto the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord for his issue. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water and be unclean until the even. And every garment and every skin whereon is the seed of copulation shall be washed with water and be unclean unto the even. The woman also with whom man shall lie with the seed of copulation, they shall both bathe themselves in water and be unclean unto the even. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean unto the even. And everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. And whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. Whosoever toucheth anything that she got upon shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. And if it be on her bed or on anything whereon she sitteth when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the even. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days. And all the bit whereon he lieth shall be unclean. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, she shall be unclean. Every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever toucheth those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the even. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the eighth day she shall take unto her 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons and bring them unto the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer the one for sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness. Thus shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, that they die not in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that hath an issue and of him whose seed goeth from him and is defiled therewith, and of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that hath an issue of the man and of the woman, and of him that lieth with her that is unclean. Amen. Praise the Lord and God for the reading of his word. And again, we read Leviticus the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th chapter, and I am now on page 76 of my Bible, and I will end there. And I'll turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Honey. God bless you, Evangelist Honey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the reading of the scriptures by Dr. Khadija Hameen. And we thank the Lord once again for you tuning in. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. And if you will just turn your heart toward the Lord, we're going to call on Evangelist May to come and take us to the throne of grace. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God that was read. Oh, my God, we thank you today, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to look to you and take your word to heart. Help us, oh, Lord, to be what you want us to be. Help us to live according to thy word. Help us, oh, Lord, to do the things that are pleasing in thy sight. We pray that you look on every listener. We pray that you will touch their hearts and minds. Help them to receive thy word. Give them strength, oh, Lord. Encourage them, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, that they might give their life unto you. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray that you will save them, O Lord. Heal and deliver, forgive sins, and blot out of transgressions. Oh, my God, meet us here today, O Lord. Continue to bless. Continue to pour out of your spirit. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch every soul, O Lord, that you will grant the petitions that have gone up before you. You know all of the prayer requests. Oh, my God, have mercy on those who are going through their tests and trials, those who are afflicted in their bodies. We pray that you touch and heal them, give them strength where they're weak, build them up where they're torn down.
Good
and
Lord.
Those who are in grief of their loved ones, we pray that you touch them, O Lord, and that you will lift the burdens of their heart, that you will comfort them, O Lord, in the time of this bereavement. Help them, O Lord, to get through it. We know you're able to take them through. Have mercy today. Those that don't know you, Lord, save them, O Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, be merciful today. We know thou art a merciful God. Thou art a compassionate God. Have mercy today, O Lord. Help the people, O Lord. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able. We pray that you look on all of the ministries. Look on this mission and this ministry. We pray that you will continue to grow it and bless it. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. Strengthen, O Lord. Deliver, Lord, and save to the uttermost. We believe you today. We take you at your word, and we know there is no failure in you, but we are dependent on you. Oh, my God, increase our faith. Give us that faith that we need to overcome every situation in our lives. Help us, oh, Lord. Look on Evangelist Amin, Evangelist Khadija. I pray that you continue to use them in your service. Have the way. And let your will be done in them. Oh, my God, all those who are requesting prayer, we pray that you save, heal, forgive, and deliver. Blot out of transgression. And let sins be forgiven. And we will give thy name to praise. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for this broadcast. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will bless thy holy name. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. And Evangelist May, you can go ahead and have remarks or give words of encouragement if you so desire.
Praise the Lord. I truly do thank God for the reading of the word. I tell you, listening to the word being read and even reading along with the reader, many of those scriptures I have already read, and I have already underlined and made my little notes. And I tell you, the word of God is good, and you can learn a lot. Things that you wouldn't even think, God will reveal it to you. He'll open up your understanding and let you see and understand the Word of God. That was a beautiful reading coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. And we want to encourage those of you that are on this broadcast and in to the broadcast and also to read the scriptures. And that way you get a chance to read the Word of God and you can just start. If you haven't started, you can start from today and continue reading the Word of God. And that's what I've done. I started reading from the beginning of Genesis, and I started writing my notes, underlining certain scriptures and different scriptures that stood out with me. I tell you, I got so much out of it, and I'm getting a lot out of these scriptures. So I want to encourage you, Dr. Khadija, to continue with the reading of this word. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Evangelist May, for those encouraging remarks and the encouragement to read the Word of God. And it's true. You can learn so much and be blessed and things that you didn't know. God would just bring it to your attention and illuminate it. He would just make it stand out. And it can be a great blessing to you. So we thank the Lord for this portion of the broadcast. And we have Brother Muhammad who's listening in. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if he wants to give a testimony or want to say something. If so, you can go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
Well, God bless everybody. Just want to say thank God for the broadcast. I didn't hear the word that was read, but I do know that God's word is living and it's breathing and it has the power to change a man's soul. So I just encourage everybody to keep reading the word of God. As far as the testimony goes, I just want to say that no matter where you at in life, you know, God can meet you there. No matter where you fall or where you find yourself at in distress, you can call on the Lord, and he'll be right there to help you and see you through whatever you're going through. I was facing over 200 years in prison, and I had 48 charges. But I began to repent of my sins and inquire of the Lord and ask God to help me. Even though I knew I messed up, I knew that Jesus' arms were still open to me to repent and come back to him. And I began to seek the Lord. And I began to, by faith, stand on my charges and say, God, you saved me, you healed me, you delivered me before. And even though I messed up, I'm coming back to you like this prodigal son. And I just want you to give me another chance. And God began to do a work in my life. And he began to drop those charges. And I began to walk away from jail, that particular situation, with probation. And that's just a blessing in itself, because I know that it could have went another way. And even though I'm sitting here now, still incarcerated, I have a freedom, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And even though I'm in a situation still, you know, fighting for my life, offering me 20 years in prison, I'm just completely persuaded that God is going to work it out for me. And even if he doesn't, like Evangelist Maybell said, he doesn't have to do another thing for me. I already know that he did enough by dying on the cross of my sins. So I just thank and praise God for the word of God and for the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of God that can change any man, and not just the ones who don't believe, even backsliders and people who do believe. We need the word of God every day to encourage our souls and stir up the gifts. That's all I have to say. I just ask you guys to continue to pray for my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through Brother Muhammad. And, you know, Brother Muhammad,
that
God can do anything and everything. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so believe in God right along with you. So thank God. And Evangelist Dr. Khadija, would you like to have any other words, remarks?
Well, I thank God for that beautiful testimony coming through Brother Muhammad.
inspiring and encouraging. And, you know, just reminds me of how, you know, that message that you, Vanessa, I mean, you began to preach yesterday about praying with humility, you know, humbling ourselves when we realize, you know, our mistakes and how God will have mercy and hear our prayer when we do that. And also, I also thank God for the Word of God, you know, like as then we will begin to say and encourage us to keep reading. You know, even when I'm reading, I just, and I've read it before, but like she said, it's so much in it, just listening. And, you know, it comes to life, and it's like it's real, it's happening. You can see these things. These are those laws that God put in place to make his people different, to separate them and to make them clean. But now we're not living under the law. We don't have to go to the priest with our turtle doves and our, you know, birds and things like that. We have Jesus. We can go directly to Jesus. I thank God just for this reading, for this opportunity. And I want to say, everybody be encouraged. God bless you.
Amen.
Lord, those remarks, beautiful words coming through Dr. Khadija. And we just thank the Lord for this broadcast. And I do want to give a few announcements just to let you know we do air the show every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And you can listen by dialing the broadcast number of 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by going to the website www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King's Service Title I School. And you can also correspond with us by email. The Prayer Works Ministry, that email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Postal mail, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Or you can send a prayer request by texting us, 410-209-7503. Amen. And we have other ministries throughout the week that are going forth, and we thank God for them. They are a great help, especially if you need some pickup in the middle of the week, something to get you through. These ministries are available. But at this time, I would like to have the prayer list read. If that was, Khadija, could you give us the prayer list, those who are on our prayer list, and we want you to continue in prayer for them.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for Deacon and Missionary Kate's granddaughter, for Judea Hameen, the bereaved Allen family, Stephen and Terrell Allen, the Edmund family, Sister Kim Hoogs, Daniel Hoogs, the bereaved Carr family, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, P.D. Joan Hansen, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the bereaved Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmund Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manzay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. God bless you.
Amen. So let us please lift everyone up in prayer, those on the prayer list, names that will call, names that not call, somebody you know of. Let's lift them up before the Lord in prayer. And I just want to acknowledge that the Lord truly blessed us yesterday in the first anniversary of the Gospel Truth prayer mission there in Woodbury, New Jersey. We had a great time in the Lord, and I can say the truth, my soul is still rejoicing from the way the Lord blessed on yesterday. And so the Gospel Truth broadcast does air every Sunday night at 7 p.m., and looks like I don't have that number to call. I thought I wrote it in my notes here, but I have the old number. But I believe, okay, I think I see it down here. It's 9.
You have it?
Yeah. So it's 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681. And you can also listen by dialing in without being on the broadcast. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3511. And that's every Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. If you're in Woodbury or in somewhere in the vicinity, you can stop by the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 1880 Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Services on Sunday at 12 noon and on Wednesday evening, prayer at 6 p.m. Praise the Lord. So I won't give all everything at this time, but we're going to wrap it up. Amen. And before we close out, I just want to make mention that Pastor Jackson's anniversary is coming up this week, starting Thursday night, February 9th, convening throughout Sunday, February the 12th. So let us continue in prayer for Pastor Jackson and pray that the Lord would bless in that anniversary service. Any other announcements before we close out? Okay. If not, and if that's all, we thank God once again for this broadcast and for your continued prayers and support. And we encourage you to read the Word of God, amen, and to continue to go after God, seek after the Lord. And the Lord, he will make himself known to you. And so until next time, Friday evening at 7 p.m., may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.